I Can Has podcast about cheeseburger? It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, a short daily podcast with supersized stories. I'm Brady. It's Friday, September 17th. This weekend is National Cheeseburger Day. There's only one such holiday. But if you ask who came up with the cheeseburger, well, there are several answers to that question. The first answer is Lionel Sternberger. He was a teenager working at his dad's place, The Right Spot, in Pasadena, California. In 1924, he thought to put a slice of American cheese on a hamburger. Customers and his dad/boss liked it, so it stuck around. There's a plaque on the spot recognizing its place in cheeseburger history today. But there's a catch. The Sternbergers didn't call Lionel's invention a cheeseburger. It was known there as a cheese hamburger or the aristocratic burger. The word cheeseburger comes from restaurateur Charles Kalin in Louisville, Kentucky in 1934. That was a decade after the Right Spot's burger. Same basic idea, but with a name that became as popular as the actual cheeseburger itself. And if all that wasn't enough, there's an entirely different restaurant, the Humpty Dumpty Drive-In of Denver, Colorado, that trademarked the word cheeseburger in 1935. So this simple question has a somewhat complicated answer, which you can argue about with other cheeseburger historians, or you can just order one and eat it. You can learn more about the history of the cheeseburger at coolweirdawesome.com and on Twitter at coolweirdpod. And we'll move from burger news to birder news once we come back, so stay with us.
Weird Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon. For as little as a dollar a month, you'll make every new episode possible, and you'll get lots of extras, including sneak previews of upcoming episodes. Learn more today at patreon.com/BradyCarlson. And thanks.
Here we are, face-to-face, a couple of podcast fans, hoping to find we're caught up on this week's episodes. Well, take a listen if you haven't already, and together we're going to find our way. Today is National Pet Bird Day, which reminds me of a story from 2017 when researchers found wild birds in Australia swearing. They concluded what most likely happened was that parrots or cockatoos may have escaped from captivity and then taught their wild colleagues all the good four-letter words. I'm Brady. Hope you have a really great f***ing weekend. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.